Unnamed by Avocado Love, read by Raven. This fic is part 2 of the Unbreakable Bond series. Rating mature. No archive warnings apply. Category MM. Fandom, Marvel Cinematic Universe, Iron Man movies. Relationship, James Bucky Barnes, Tony Stark. Characters, Tony Stark, James Bucky Barnes. Additional tags, Tony Stark needs a hug, he gets one, Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics, Omega Tony Stark, Alpha Bucky Barnes, Soul Bond. Summary. The Alpha's voice was bitter. You aren't the only one who has things to atone. Tony wished he could say he was surprised to find the Alpha. His Alpha, a small traitorous part of his mind whispered, had broken into his Malibu workshop and parked himself on his couch. But Tony wasn't surprised. He had felt the Alpha's presence deep in the pit of his mind, one of the costs of sharing an unprotected heat after weeks of going off suppressants. He told himself it could have been worse, could have been one of the Ten Rings men. The fact he hadn't ended up pregnant could be called a miracle, if Tony believed in such things. But still, not an ideal situation. "Is this the part where I ask how you got out of that cave?" Tony said as he descended the stairs. "Because I know how I got out. You might have seen the smoky arc in the sky." "I saw." Of course he did. He was the one who told Tony to flee at the end. The only command the Alpha had given him, the only one that Tony would ever allow himself to follow. "Yinsen," Tony felt his throat thicken. "Didn't make it. I thought you should know." The man stared expressionlessly at Tony for a long moment. He had changed clothes, jeans and a loose hoodie that hid the metal arm. There was no indication he'd recently been in a fight against a mad spider's nest of terrorists. Not even a sunburn from the desert. He was brave, untrained in combat, but very brave. "He deserved better," Tony said. "Yes," the Alpha agreed. There was a pause. Tony descended the last of the stairs and stood in front of the man. "So are you ever going to give me your name, or why you were there? I deserve an answer now that you and me are you and me." Something in the man's steel-gray eyes flickered. Tony couldn't read it, and despite all he'd ever heard about mate bonds, reading the Alpha's emotions was like putting his ear to a thick steel wall. Sometimes he caught a muffled something, but not often. Somehow he got the impression his side of the link was much more open to the Alpha. Either way, he knew he wasn't going to get an answer. Tony jutted his chin out and asked, "You weren't with the Ten Rings, but you aren't exactly military, either." "No, I was..." He frowned and shook his head. "It doesn't matter. I don't do that anymore." Super unhelpful, but this was the most Tony had ever gotten out of him. During their time in the cave, the Alpha mostly watched as Tony worked, and helped when he was directly asked. But it was as if he were an observer, either too out of it or disconnected to care if they got out or not. Until the fighting started. The moment they blasted the door, it was as if the Alpha had come awake. Clearly, he was a trained professional in combat. He was as much of the reason Tony got out alive as the armor. "This is how it's going to work," Tony said. "I have my life, you have yours. I have plans, things I need to do to make up for a lot. And I don't have room for much else. I'll give you whatever you need. Cash, cars, whatever. A burner phone so I can call you when my next heats." He trailed off. Deep in the cave, when he'd been mostly sure he was going to die, the choice to let the Alpha fuck him bare through his heat had been simple. The fact that a mate bond had formed was annoying, but Tony hadn't had time for distractions, or what it would mean to him in the long term. Now that he was looking at least a solid year of life before palladium poisoning set in, things were more complex. One year, two heats, heats he would no longer be able to endure alone. Now his body was linked to an alpha. The alpha in question stared stoically up at him, then crossed one leg over his knee. The metal arm peeking out of his thick sleeve glinted in the harsh shop light. No, he said simply. I don't want you here, Tony said, and damn it, a part of him ached as he said it. The alpha shook his head. Not me leaving. It is best I stay in the shadows. His voice changed in quality, picking up an accent that was familiar New York. But no, Tony, you are not gonna die on me. His words hit Tony like a punch to the gut. As always, his first reaction was denial. Dying? I've never said anything about. Who even said? The alpha rose so quickly that Tony took an involuntary step backwards. Then the alpha was in his space, smelling of gunmetal and, oddly, Tony's own aftershave. He must have raided Tony's bathroom. It was a good smell on him. The alpha cupped Tony's chin with his flesh hand. You are not dying on me, he said, confirming that Tony's half of the mate bond was pretty much an open book to him. Not when I just found you. Not when you've got so much to make up for. He dropped his hand, leaving Tony oddly winded, like he'd been simultaneously hugged and gut punched. How did? The alpha's voice was bitter. You aren't the only one who has things to atone. Then, turning, he retook his seat on the couch. He was, Tony realized, guarding the room, guarding his Omega. For the first time since, well, Afghanistan, Tony felt part of him settle. He swallowed, nodded, and realized he'd been gaping. Not smooth, he tried to recollect himself. If you don't give me a name, I'm just going to call you Couch Surfer. James. His voice was soft again, almost shyly, but that couldn't be right. Still, it was the most Tony had ever gotten out of him. Tony turned to the workbench and, with a few flicks of his fingers, brought up a digital keyboard. Then watch and learn, James. Down here is my own private Disney World. This is where the magic happens. Then he typed in a command to Jarvis to open a new file on his private server. He named it Mark II. The Unbreakable Bond series will continue in Part 3, Undone.